evening, and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We're frazzled here tonight, Tamara. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. I'm just
glad to be
here.
Let's start this show again. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci, and I got my one and only divineness, Miss Tamara Bowman, in the studio.
I love when you say that. That is so cool. Yes, we're back. Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
So good to have. How you doing?
How you doing?
And now we got Ari Gold up with us too, everyone. Ari Gold is in the studio tonight. We're going to be playing his music, having a good old time here on Max and Friends. But before we do that, Tamara, it's been a crazy week.
Yeah, nuts.
Hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Like, there's been so much astrological stuff going on. Like, my astrologer, you know, I fell off my horse yesterday. She wrote me. She's like, God damn you. You need to talk to me before you do anything. And I didn't talk to her, so I fell off my horse. But whatever. But nonetheless, people were born this week. Friends of mine had a baby. My friend's friend had a baby. My other friend is pregnant, having her baby. Everyone's having sex, right? Mazel tov to everyone having sex except us. What the? Well, I can't talk. I can't talk for all of us.
Hey, speak for yourself, mister.
Tamara, you're cheating on me. Yeah. You know, you're cheating on me.
No, never, never.
Oh, we already got everyone. People are blowing me up right now. My sidekick, thanks to T-Mobile, already asking, when can we listen? Are you guys late? Like a period, better late than never. Here we are. Corey, we are on the air. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So, Tamara, you had a great week.
You know what? I had an extraordinary week. It was crazy. It was like a roller coaster ride in the diagnosis with my knee, because you know how I hurt it when I was skiing up in Breckenridge, right? So I go and I get this diagnosis. They said, oh, Tamara, yeah, your ACL's torn, your meniscus is torn. We're going to have to go in there and put some screws in there and get a cadaver ACL and put it in there, attach it.
You became CSI Miami on that shit. Gross.
Absolutely. It was so, I know. Hello. Oh, so I'm crying, going, oh no. So,
well, you know what happened? Is your knee okay? That's all
you
I
know
really
what?
Get. You're good?
I went and got a second diagnosis. They said, you know, you're in the gray area. You could heal this. And so that's exactly what I'm opting for. I'm standing in faith and trusting and believing that everything is reattaching.
A reattachment. All right. I got to say happy birthday shout outs, because people all, you know, I do a dedication show once in a blue moon, and all of a sudden everyone thinks this is like love songs at night. So happy birthday, Anne Marie, Erica, Lena, Emilia, Mauro, the Gans twins, and my friend Prince Rossi. Happy birthday, everybody. Oh, all right. Get that over with, because we want to get the music of Ari Gold, the one and only. You know, he's like Billboard, number one hits on Billboard logo, doing his thing. The man is in the studio. He has taken over LA Talk Radio, I think, more than any other performing artist. He's been on so many shows in LA Talk Radio. We're like, we're going to have him on Max and Friends. And before we continue with Ari, I got to tell you some great news, Tamara. Last guest from last week, Joshua, sends me a message that after we had him on the show, all of his books sold out on Amazon.
I know. That is so amazing.
And then you remember we had Joseph on with the book, the book, Lost Book of Enoch? Ironically, sends me an email. He's like, ever since I was on your show, all my books, there was a bump in sales on Amazon.
See?
Figured that out.
That's how many listeners we have.
So people go to iTunes. The point is, go to iTunes, hook up Ari Gold, type him in, download his music, because everything's on there right now. But we're going to have him on the show. So Ari Gold, welcome to Max and Friends. What's going on, my friend?
You guys are like Oprah.
We are.
You mentioned something, and it's selling like hotcakes.
You know, we have Max's favorite thing show, and everything sells out. Yeah. So we're going to sell out your music tonight, Ari.
Awesome.
That's right. We're gonna promote you.
But we can't do that, because you did that on your own. You have been all over the place. Your accomplishments range from so many that where do we even start? How do you even, like, write a bio for yourself?
Well, you know, I'm a sir now, actually. Speaking of honors and accomplishments, I'm now Sir Ari Gold. I was knighted by the Imperial Court of New York a couple weeks ago at the Night of a Thousand Gowns, which is this huge New York event. Everybody gets dressed up in crazy, blingy, like, imperial outfits, and I was knighted.
Now officially Sir Ari Gold. No, they're a great organization. We've done events with them for PFLAG. We've given our villa to, I'm not sure if we gave it to their event or to the PFLAG event. Cool people.
Yeah, and they raise money for In God's Love We Deliver and Equity Fights AIDS.
Now, Tamara, that is a great show, Tamara. That's a great event. Because it's like, you just like, people leave there like pissing glitter. It's that amazing. Because there is so, cool. so much going on in that event. It's unbelievable.
Wow. The costumes Lord knows are I insane. Love sparkle.
You know mm-hmm. you do. But now, Ari, let's get into your music. Okay, you've been on the scene. How long have you been on this scene for?
Yeah.
Well, not to brag or anything, but I'm still on my honors and accomplishments because it answers your question, actually, because right before I got my sir, I won, not won, I received an honor, a decade of achievement by the LGBT Expo at the Jacob Javits Center. And so, yeah, I've been in the game for 10 years, openly gay, 10 years making music, crazy.
Wow.
My first album came out in 2000 and, you know, had male pronouns and the lyrics making like, you know, R&B pop dance. And, it wasn't really people doing that at the time. So, it's nice to be recognized by, the community and all that.
It is so beautiful. Are you?
Tell them, Tamara.
Okay. Are you a part of PFLAG?
Am I part of PFLAG? I mean, I've done stuff with them, and I actually went to a meeting once.
Okay. Yeah, they come and speak in my human sexuality class.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
They're a great organization. I mean, it's so important because having the support of your parents, you know, when you have come out is, I think, really crucial. Actually, that's what I said that in my speech. My speech I put online on my website, on arigold.com. I put my acceptance speech for the Decade of Achievement, and at the end I talked about how important it has been to have a family that's been supportive of my career every step of the way and supportive of me being out and proud and all that good stuff.
Wow.
There you go. Speaking of charities, do you have any ones that you focus on directly that you really are passionate about?
I've been recently getting involved with an organization called Live Out Loud, which is a really cool organization, and I've been involved with AMFAR, which raised money for AIDS, and Soul Force, which combats religious-based prejudice, and so yeah, I mean, I actually have a list of a bunch of organizations that I've done work for on my website as well, so that's always mm-hmm. My art and my music as kind of a form of activism in a way. I mean, you know, to me, I think music is so powerful. And if you're going to use music and make music, you should have something to say with the music. And so that's just what I believe. And even if it's just about talking about what you go through in life, I mean, that just helps other people. I think music heals. You know, aside from the music part, I think it's great to get involved with these organizations and do work that way, that kind of activism.
Well, is music healing for you?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, I think you guys are going to play my song, Where the Music Takes You, and that is sort of the motto of which I live my life by, because when everything is crazy and I don't know which way to go and which way to turn, and the music business is going nuts and all that stuff, I focus on the music and I go where the music takes me, and it always leads me to where I'm supposed to be. So so absolutely.
Wow.
Cool. Well, you know what? Without any further ado, why don't we just get that going? Where the music takes
me. Bring it on.
That's a good lead-in, right?
I
love that, well.
It doesn't go any better. So, Ronan, let's get that bumping on Max and Friends, Where the Music Takes Me by Ari. Doesn't matter what you do, if you go where the music takes you. Monday.
You gotta go.
And that was Go Where the Music Takes Me by Ari
wow.
Gold on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. I'm like not ready to go to bed now. I'm up.
Hello. Ariel, that is like, wow.
Go Where the Music Takes
You.
Go, it took me to another place. What's up,
Ari? Yeah. And actually, the video, which was the number one video of the year on Mogo, was done by this incredible animator who was a good friend of mine, Joe Phillips. And he did this whole animated video. That you got to check out. It's really cool.
Yeah, how was it to have a cartoon made of you, more or less?
Actually, it's always been a big dream of mine because when I was a kid, I did voices for cartoons and stuff, and I actually did one of the voices for this 8-year-old Vietnamese girl on Gem and the Holograms. But I played a girl, so it was actually cool to actually play myself this time.
Awesome. Well, you know what? Speaking of voices, we've got a caller, so why don't we pass the caller through? Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Ari Gold has my baby.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Is this news to you, Ari Gold?
Ari Gold gave me a baby.
Really? Uh-oh. And who's this?
Wow.
I have something really crude to say about that.
Ari Gold.
Wait,
I'll give you one guess, Ari Gold.
It's Shaquita!
Shaquita! Yeah!
Hey, Max. Hey, Ari.
Hi,
you mean Gary?
Can we get security on the radio? Can we get security on the radio?
What up, bitch?
Hi. I have to say that I am in love with Ari Gold. I've had a crush on him since he was a child, a teen star.
That's because he's a skinny white. We know your type, Shaquita. Why are you trying to make my show into a motherfucking Jerry Springer show?
You know, Shaquita. At me. I'm a Christian woman.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure
who it was, but you know, since it's you calling, it might actually be my baby. So.
How you doing, boo?
Max might think you're cheating on him.
You know, Shaquita is in my video. She has a little brief cameo in my video Level Takeover, which was also the first video by a gay artist or independent artist to debut at number one on Logo, and it bumped Madonna out of the top spot.
What?
Who's Madonna? Wait, that was Shaquita. I thought that was Peppermint.
I'm about to go to this phone and knock you next week. Don't look at me. Hi, Maxie.
I love you, Shaquita Hall. What's up, Shaquita?
I'm drunk.
I think Peppermint might be having my baby, too, so.
Are you at least drinking my vodka, Shaquita?
Yeah.
I love me some Tucci Delmonico vodka.
All right. Do you have enough, or do I need to bring you a bottle tomorrow?
I think I need a case, bitch. What's with the bottle?
Well,
anyway, can we get some real fans on the phone? I mean, you know, I want. It's like Shaquita. I see you every day.
All right, I'll let you go, but I just want to call. I can't have you do a show with my boy and not call in. I gotta give my shout out to Ari Gold.
I love you.
You gotta ask him to sing that first song he did for TV. He'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Which one is that? He'll tell you.
I love you guys. I can't wait to hear you sing.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right,
what are you talking about?
Shaquita, what song?
You know what I'm talking about, Ari.
The first song I sang for TV, what are you talking about?
What was that TV show you did, you sang the theme song for?
Are you talking about Jim?
A TV show?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't sing the theme song. But we did. We already talked about that.
Sorry, I was drinking. I was busy. I was drinking. But I love you guys. I just wanted to call in and give a shout out.
I love you,
Love you, Tamara. I love you, Max. Love you, Ari.
Love you too, Shaquita.
See you tomorrow, Quita.
She's got to go take
care
of his baby.
Have a great show tonight.
All right,
I'm listening
go take care of Ari's baby. Oh my God.
Bye, guys.
go detox your liver, Shaquita. Jesus have mercy. Sorry, Ari.
Don't tell me that rhymes. I really hope I have some real fans out there who might be calling in and not just Shaquita. No, but you know I love Shaquita and he's got a voice on that. She's got a voice, that one, you know.
She does have a voice, and the voice that was let's rat her out now. Shaquita, can you sing us the song that you sang on America's Got Talent? But you know what, Shaquita brought up a great point. You know what, we've got to take a moment for a commercial break so that we can have this show paid for. So Ronan, if you would, let's get a commercial rolling real quick.
Bring it on.
Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. History repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscar's Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers, Spencer. To purchase Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly.
This is Max and Friends, and you're listening to Max Tucci, your host with Tamara, my co-host, and we've got Ari Gold in the studio tonight. Oh, my God, we just had to take a breath from Shaquita. My God.
Yeah, bless her heart. Hey, how about that commercial? Max, that was awesome.
How about that commercial? Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But, Ari, that song that we played, you know, someone just tweeted me, and they said that that song, I've got to find this Twitter update, because, you know, we're all over. We're like, we spread like herpes, like Shaquita says. But you have that song playing all over the place. That's the song that bumped out Madonna, is it not? We talked about that real quick.
No, that's another song called Love Will Take Over, which was on my second album, Space Under Sun.
But that song won the USA songwriting competition, right?
It did. It won the grand prize, which was one of those crazy things. I just got a phone call, and they told me it won the first prize in the pop category, and I was totally thrilled about that. And then went on to tell me that it won grand prize of all genres, pop, rock, R&B, jazz, dance, out of like 33,000 some odd 700 applicants or something. So that was a huge, huge thrill. And
go you. Congratulations. Cool. Speaking of getting a call, we just got one caller. You're live on the air with Max and Friends. Who is this? And say hi to Ari Gold.
Hey, Max and Ari. It's Corey calling.
What's going on, Corey?
How are you?
Hey, Corey.
What's going on? Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to Ari, and you rock. Totally glad Max has you on tonight.
Thank you.
And, hey, I had a question for you. Yeah, you're really good. I wanted to know, like, if you had a dream for as far as a video, like a top recording artist, who would your top pick be to work with, like male and female?
To be in a video with?
Yeah, if you could have anyone.
Well, I've been wanting to do something.
Or you're trying to work with.
I've actually been wanting to do something with George Michael for a while, forever, since I was a kid, because he's just, I think, still an incredible artist and gets a bad rap for his personal escapades, but, you know, we're all human, so I do love him.
Yeah,
I know if I did something with Lady Gaga, the queens would all gag, so that would probably be pretty cool.
That would be amazing. Yeah, that would be amazing. Well, I hope you have the opportunity soon, because you're awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're really good.
Cool. Thanks for calling in. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, have a good night.
Good night, Corey.
Bye, you guys. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, man, she's doing her thing. But George Michael, I mean, George is George, you know? George is cool.
He's classic.
What's your favorite George Michael song?
I remember meeting Lady Gaga. We were on the press line together at the New Now Next Awards. I was nominated for some award on that show, and that was the first time she made any sort of national television appearance. And I just turned to my manager at the time, and I said, she is going to be so huge because she was working that runway, like giving you poses like you can't even believe.
Yeah, no, she's cool. That's the girl, Lady Gaga. But listen, who inspired you?
That's what I was going to ask too.
You know, I'm always asked this question, and I always like hate giving. I give the same answers every time, and then I'm like, well, why don't I ever say this one, or I didn't say that one, because really, there's so many people who've inspired me, and I listen to so much music. I mean, if you look at my apartment, and it's just lined with all the, you know, CDs, old school. I know I still got CDs, but all the music.
Tracks.
But you know, actually, I just finished watching the new Brandy and Ray J show on VH1, and I have to say that as far as vocal production and singing and that kind of stuff, Brandy, I'm sorry, but I know that she is just unparalleled as far as her tone and her vocals. So she's, believe it or not, her music has really inspired me a great deal. And I mean, so many artists have inspired me, Mary J. Blige, and of course, you know, Michael Jackson. I mean, all the Janet and Michael, forget about it. And you know, as far as someone who is like kind of bringing the visuals and actually always having something to say in conjunction with pop music, I mean, you know, you can't beat Madonna for that. She's always had something to say with the music, and that concept inspired me to have something that I wanted to say with my music and with the images that I put out.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Well, there's such a beautiful opportunity with a message on the planet too. So, I mean, there's nothing that moves us and touches us like music does. It just takes us to that dimension of emotion that sometimes we don't have access to.
Absolutely, and I think we're such a visual culture at this point, so when you meld the music and the visual together, it really has a big impact. So, and I'm really proud of a lot of the stuff I've been able to do and just the different looks that I've had and all kinds of crazy stuff that, you know, that's I think that's always a fun part of it.
You've had more looks than Lady Gaga.
I don't get the credit like she does, but
no, but you have, like, you are the forefront for looks. But you know, Tamara's a sex therapist, so you're gonna appreciate this song, Tamara, because Ari wrote this song called Mr. Mistress. Ari, what is this? First of all, I love it because it's a maxi single, and that's what my name is, Maxi.
But
what's going on with that song? And maybe we could have Tamara, you know, cut it up and dice it up.
I could use some sex therapy on that one, but
okay.
And don't get me started on sex therapy, because I've been in sex therapy with a past lover.
So
I'm very familiar with the genre of sex therapy.
The process.
But this song is based on a true story on my life, and it's really just about standing up for yourself and what you deserve, and that, you know, it was sort of like, I didn't want to be, it's about having a relationship with somebody who is sort of, I guess, on the down low, you could say, and who's married with children. And it's about saying, you know what, like, I don't need to be somebody's secret. And I don't want to do that. And I'd rather, not have to, I've already worked so hard to not hide who I am. Why would I want to be with someone who is hiding? And you know, and that's not to say everybody's in their process as far as people who are dealing with their sexuality. And, you know, I'm happy that, for example, Ricky Martin just came out and all that good stuff. So, you know, you can't judge people for where they are, but just because I'm not going to judge them doesn't mean I want to be in a relationship with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, works for you, works for you. Right, Tamara?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're big proponents of that.
And you know what I'm a big proponent of is getting this song, Mr. Mistress, going so that we know what it's all about. So if you're going through something and you feel like your man is on the down low and you don't want him to be, put this in. Stick it in, Ronan.
Ooh.
You had all these dreams attached to you. I never want to play your part in any of that drama. See, I can't go back to hiding. Please don't call me the next time that she is gone away. No secret running.
is Max and Friends, and that was Mr. Mistress by Ari Gold, who's in the studio here on LA Talk Radio. That's the song. That's the
song,
Ari.
That was an amazing song.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're not willing to be a secret. That's one of the coolest things about me and my guy is that, you know what, he acknowledges me out in public, and it just, there's nothing that feels better than that. Nobody wants to be anybody's secret.
And that's why, anyone can relate. Like, so many people have just been in a relationship with someone who was in another relationship at the same time, and maybe you found out and you didn't know, or you know, so it's for all those people who want to get out of that kind of situation and who deserve to just have someone for themselves, you know?
Yes.
And that single, the maxi single, there's also a song on the maxi single called I Can Forgive You, which is a ballad that I wrote. And that video is still playing on Logo. It's been number one, too. And it was directed by Christopher Ciccone, Madonna's brother.
Madonna's brother.
Ah.
Cool, cool. Wow. Look at you all over the place. Now, you're on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Logo. How can people follow you?
Twitter,
what's the best place to follow you?
Twitter/SirArieGold, ArieGold.com. Join my mailing list. That's really, the mailing list is where you can really be the first to hear all the latest stuff. And my Facebook fan club page, and it's all on my website and all that stuff. So
now, where can
just
people
don't get
any
mixed up with the Entourage character? That's all.
You know how
I'm real, baby.
This is so funny because all day I'm like, I'm having Ari Gold on. They're like, oh, the guy from Entourage. I'm like, oh, no, the singer. People all day, they're like, oh, you have Jeremy Piven coming on your show. I'm like, no, actually, I don't. I have someone better coming on. But that's a whole other story. I was like, he stole his name and put it on Entourage. I was like, the Ari Gold that I'm coming have coming on tonight, he has his own Entourage, okay?
Well, you know, I was told to change my name by some producers back in the day because it was too Jewish. But then at the same time, people would always ask me if it was my stage name or if it was a real name. And I'm like, why would I change a name that was a real name? That's
You're
my
like,
real name. And people think it's a stage name. So I guess it's a good name, and that's why HBO took it.
Absolutely.
Stole it from me.
Be like, look, Jewish makes money, okay?
But, you know,
like
the character is sort of, I mean, he's a great character, but it's that typical Jew behind the scenes, and I'm proving that Jews can rock, you know?
You're a full frontal Jew, right?
Well, I don't get full frontal on my coffee table book because I actually leave a little to the imagination. But
wait, do you have your own coffee table book?
Oh yeah, you don't know about my coffee table book, Max.
No.
Where have you been? It's been out in 25 countries.
Well, I've been in the 26 that it's not in, so we have to. I was in Cambodia.
Yeah, 96 pages comes with the remix CD, and that's where the remix of Level Takeover is on there, and the photographs and writings by Boy George and RuPaul and my friend Joe Phillips, who did the Where the Music Takes You video that I told you about. So it's still available through my website and stuff. I don't know if it's still being
sold.
Is it
on Amazon? For some reason, we have a great connection with Amazon. So put it on Amazon.
Yeah, but if you get it through my website, then I'll personally sign it for you.
There you go. So get it through the website, arigold.com. Get the book. There's no full frontal?
No, there's no full frontal. I'm sorry
people,
to say.
Listen, Tamara, Ari's got like, you could bring Ari into the backyard and use his freaking stomach as a washboard. Okay?
Wow.
Amongst other things.
That's amazing.
But he's got the body that everyone's like, the first thing when you say Ari, people are like, oh my God, his body, including Shaquita. So,
oh, okay. That's why she's got his baby.
Yeah, she just said. She just sent a text message on
Can I say butt babies don't live on radio on LA Talk Radio?
You could say whatever the fuck you want.
Because I kept wanting to say that when Shaquita was saying that she had my baby, but I didn't want to be crude.
That's so cool. You can say anything you want in the inner circle.
On tonight's show, we are rude, crude, and socially unacceptable. If you don't like it, change the fucking station.
Nice.
But we're here. No, but we're here. We're having a good time. We've talked about charity, so we're actually being conscious tonight. But
absolutely. Yes. Conscious and crude.
And conscious and crude.
Oh, profound. Have a profound and profane.
That's a good point.
Conscious and crude, profound and profane. LA Talk Radio.
Amen.
Max and Friends. But you know, Ari, are you going to have like an action figure made of you next?
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. You know, actually, collect dolls. I think a lot of people know this already about me, but maybe some don't. You know, I know I'm trying to keep it butch and keep it macho and all that good stuff, but if you come into my apartment, the first thing you see is my huge dog collection, which consists of many Barbie as Wonder Womans, which I'm quite proud of. I got my Brandy doll signed by the diva herself. Actually, I just got the princess from the Princess and the Frog doll signed by Nika Nani Rose, who's a friend of mine, and of course the RuPaul doll, who also is a very dear friend. So
you need the Chiquita doll. Get a black Barbie doll, rip out the hair, and put on a blonde wig. Then you have the Chiquita doll. No, but you know, speaking of Brandy, you can check out the interview you did with her on YouTube. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, yeah. I interviewed her, which was like such a thrill because I'm such a big fan. And I was it was like the first interview I ever did like that. And I just was a gushing fan, but I had the best time and she was so sweet. And we had a total bond and we shared the same birthday, February 11th. We're both Aquariuses.
Wait, you're an Aquarius too?
Oh, so is Max.
Aquarius's rule. Come on
now. I'm an Aquarius. That's this when the moon is in the seventh house. Last week's guest, we had an Aquarius too. Aquarians are taking over. You know, this is the age of Aquarius people.
Well, and you know, the girl that's singing Where the Music Takes You, that's featured, Sasha Allen, she's the one who sings Aquarius in the Broadway cast
Hair.
Of Hair. That, yeah, so.
Yeah.
It all comes full circle.
It does, and Aquarians are like the best. Sorry, Tamara, I love you and your sign, but Aquarians rule.
We really are. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to be the best. But
you know, Oprah's an Aquarian. Ellen's an Aquarian. Ari's an Aquarian. Max is an Aquarian. Hello, people.
And wait, so what are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, Virgo.
Yes, I'm a Virgo. And I, in the Chinese sign, though, I'm a dragon.
All right. We'll give you some credit there. But wait, that was so funny. Ari, you're like, oh, you're a Virgo.
No, you know, I don't know that much about Virgos. Do Aquarians and Virgos get along? Do you know?
Tamara and I do.
We do. Yeah, very well.
You know, I think we all can't. We all just get along.
I've had lots of therapy about being that too.
Have you?
About being a Virgo.
Yeah.
Why is it that the therapists are the always ones going to therapy, Tamara?
Well, because we can only take other people as far as we've come. So okay. We're always committed on to excellence here. And, you know, really, if you're working on yourself, I mean, because you attract what you are.
That's right.
So
what you're looking for is looking for you.
I'm in full support of therapy. I think therapy is a great thing. So I'm right there with you.
There you go. Tamara, you're going to have to play Mr. or Mistress at your next convention for all those
DL
people. You know what I'm talking about? Get people talking.
Yeah, what? I'm going to be a guest speaker, a keynote speaker for, they've entitled it, Get to Know Your Big O. And it's this big sex toy industry there. So
yeah,
they're having
you know, Ari, Tamara has designed a vibrator.
Yes, I have.
You designed your own vibrator?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's for the world, actually.
And what is special about your vibrator?
What's so special, it's a healing modality. So it not only does it hit like three orgasmic platforms, it's got this low vibrational frequency that comes out the tip of the shaft that restores cells internally to what they were previous to abuse or insensitive lovers.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
That's
my God. I want one of those.
I know you do.
Do they make them for men?
Yes. We don't discriminate. It's, you know, heterosexual, homosexual, it's all for
all
couples.
Yeah, but does it hit the right spot? Because the male body is different than the female body. So does it hit the right spot
yes,
for the male body?
It does.
Are you,
it does.
Maybe you have to make a separate one for the guys, no?
No. This thing is so – in fact, Greg's been helping me design it too. So it's got like this circular motion that does a massage at the very tip of the shaft. So you can actually place it where where it's going to serve you best.
So can I get one delivered to my house like after I get off the phone with you?
You want one delivered now. Okay, I know. You know what? The prototype should be done in about like a week and a half.
Because you know I'm single these days, so that might keep me out of trouble.
You know what? You just got yourself in trouble by saying you're single on here. But you know what, Tamara? That's the kind of product, your new vibrator. That's kind of like Ari's new song, "Make My Body Rock." So you know what, Ronan? Why don't we get that up and going? Because now's the best time. We're gonna give you a snippet of Ari's new single coming out, "Make My Body Rock."
Love it,
Max and Brad. All right, we're giving them a sample. That's it. Make My Body Rock. Tell us about that song, because that's coming out, in June?
Yeah, we're hoping. I'm working out a deal right now, and it may be, I might be working in conjunction with another label and to put that out. So hopefully it'll be out by the summer, yeah.
That's a hot song, Tamara. Make My Body Rock.
Very hot. You know, I can see where Michael Jackson was an inspiration for you. And Madonna and all that. I mean, it's just, you have your own unique style that, wow. It just, the music makes your body move.
Well, thanks.
It's so cool. Yeah.
I just got an instant message on Facebook that said, play it longer. No, go buy
it. Yeah, I know, go buy it.
Look at all these cheap-ass people.
I did say you can play a little bit more than what you did, but that's cool. Because, you know, it's not available yet on iTunes, and I still would like to make a little bit of money from my music and not give everything for free. So
That's why I cut it, too. I'm half Jew, so I cut it, too. People will re-loop it, and they'll re-loop it and re-loop it. No, people. Buy the music. Stop pirating shit and go buy it. That pisses me off.
The best part, it does come up, and there's a big climactic moment. An orgasm, if you will. since we're on the topic of vibrators and things. I was thinking about calling my new album, which I haven't released the title yet, but there's a concept for it, as I usually have. And I was thinking about calling it Fleshlight. You know, like those Fleshlight things?
Yes.
But it's something like that, but not that. So.
So we'll just have to look out for it.
Yeah.
Now, Ari, what's next for you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm kind of just like in that underground mode of working on the new album and writing. I mean, actually, all the writing is done. The whole album is pretty much written. I just have to record most of the vocals, and some of them are already recorded. I just finished a song with DJ Gomi, which is really hot, and yeah, so just working on that and getting all the business stuff together, because that's a whole other side that you got to do. And hopefully get back on the road and get back on tour and start performing this new material. And I can't wait to perform Make My Body Rock. And that's going to come out with a whole bunch of remixes. We've already gotten a bunch of remixes in that are just super hot. And we're planning on the video right now, which I'm really excited about. So all that should be coming out.
Cool. Well, Dina Martinez says hi to you. She wanted me to let you know.
Dina Martinez?
She has a show on – she used to have a show on LA Talk Radio. She has now moved since. So – she says hi to you, and she has a crush on you, and there you go.
Oh, well, send my love.
So there you go. But, yeah, man, you're, like, all over it. The best place to find all your information is arigold.com, yeah?
Yeah, that's the best place. And on Twitter, Sir Ari Gold and all that good stuff.
Sir Ari Gold, like Sir Elton John.
Exactly, because I'm a of sir course. Now.
Use that title to your best ability. Put it on your American Express card.
Right, that would be cool.
Why not, right? But Ari, man, you know, Tamara, it always happens. This fucking time always slips from the grasps of our hands when we're having a good time on Mac with Friends.
So yeah, we're having a blast. Now, let's just keep talking for another hour. Let's play more music.
A blast. Listen,
we gotta get more sponsors.
We've got to get – well, listen, I can cover it for now. But Ronan, I think, would have a heart attack because the poor guy had such a long day today. Didn't you have a long day today, Ronan? Ronan?
I think he's gone.
Ronan's he's passed gone. Out. Poor Ronan. Let's not do that to him tonight, another hour. But no, Ari, we'll definitely have you back on, obviously, when all your new stuff comes out. Even whenever you want to come on, let us know. You got something to promote. We're always here.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. Love You're it. Friends
so,
with us.
So we got to get your book. Order it on arigold.com so he'll sign it to you. What better way to do that is that?
Anyone that doesn't have my last album, Transport Systems, they need to get that album because I'm just really proud of it. And I mean, every song on there is my baby. So got to get Transport Systems.
Transport Systems, Ari Gold. Ronan, you doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Everyone, Ronan's doing well. As long as we're well, we're all doing well. Ari Gold, it's been a pleasure having you on Max and Friends. The show is coming to an end. We got to wrap it up. Speaking of wrapping things up, people, the only way to have sex with someone you don't know is to wrap it up.
There you go.
Like
right?
You know, actually, I have a safe sex message in the liner notes of Transport Systems, which
and
only
what is that
comes with The liner notes you can download on iTunes if you download the Human single, because we didn't get it in on time for the album, so I put it on the single for Human, and my song Ride to Heaven, there's a little safe sex message on there, so I support that message that you just gave.
Absolutely. Barebacking is dangerous. Yesterday I did it on my horse and I fell off. So barebacking, it applies to everything. I fell right on my ass. But nonetheless, it was all a good time. But yeah, wrap it up, people. Be safe. Don't be
I actually throw condoms at them at my show, too, sometimes. That's part of my act.
Tamara, you have to do that at your sex therapy course.
I do.
There's going to be an Ari Gold condom. There's going to be an Ari Gold action figure. So
there has been an Ari Gold condom. I went to Switzerland once, and there was these condoms with my picture and my name on them when I got there for this gig. It was crazy.
Did you even know that was going to happen?
I had no idea.
Ari and his own condoms. So now you're going to have your own dildo made after you too, right, Tamara?
Yeah,
Tamara
and my own fleshlight.
There you go. We can work something out.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's create it.
Rock. Okay. Brand everything. Brand every part of your body that you can.
It can play music while it's vibrating.
There you go.
How's that? I mean, you want to get into the. I always like to have some music on when I'm getting down.
Yeah. What's your favorite music to listen to during sex? Since we're on this topic.
Yeah. You know what I really love for that kind of thing is I like. But sometimes it's Missy Elliott, but also Naked Music has those great compilations that are kind of just chill, and you don't have to like listen to. They're just kind of good for the background. You don't get too involved in it, and they kind of just keep the vibe going. And all those compilations. And I definitely do not like to listen to myself. I will say that anytime that's on, it's like.
Speaking of the background. That's all right. I'm getting a big sign that we have to wrap it up because we're not going to have a show anymore. But Ari Gold, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Love you guys. It's been great. So much fun.
Have a wonderful
night.
ArriGold.com. No one needs to know because they all know already. Do your thing. Have a wonderful week. Be inspired. And we look forward to having you on the show again.
Thanks so much. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ari. Tamara, I'm going to keep my quote because we got to bounce out of here. Let justice be done, though the world perish, by Ferdinand I. Let justice be done, though the world perish. Flights are on sale. Check out Delta.com. And, of course, CBS News is coming up right after the show. Tamara, what's your quote? Quickly, we got to go.
It's on forgiveness. It's like the sweet fragrance that's released by the heel that has crushed it.
Well, there you go. Forgive people this week. Everyone, we love you on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. Take life to the max. Ronan. Let's go. Stay tuned to CBS News next. Coming up on Max and Friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci, with your co-host, Tamara Bowman. We had a great night with Ari Gold. Good night, everyone, and good luck.
Good night, everybody.